And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the terror and tragedy of the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers is sinking in for the loved ones of the two victims. Miriam Waba counted Yaron Lischinsky as a close friend.
I think he saw his mission in life as to be a diplomat, not just in his 9-to-5 when he clocked in at work, but throughout his whole day that he was a diplomat with his friends. He was a diplomat at work. He was a diplomat. And he was just the best guy to have around.
Lischinsky was about to become engaged to Sarah Lynn Milgram, the other victim. Janine Pirro, the interim U.S. attorney, is preparing additional legal action against the accused shooter, who is already facing multiple murder charges.
We're going to continue to investigate this as a hate crime and a crime of terrorism, and we will add additional charges as the evidence warrants.
Many Americans have already hit the road for the holiday weekend travel.
So where are people going? Well, domestically, it's places like Orlando and Las Vegas, San Diego and Boston. Internationally, some pretty good destinations. London, Cancun, Paris and Rome top the list.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. CBS News has learned the pilot of the plane that crashed into a San Diego neighborhood expressed concerns about the weather to air traffic controllers minutes before the crash. More from CBS's Carter Evans at the scene.
The small plane left a trail of fire through one of the largest U.S. military housing neighborhoods in the country. Just before 4 in the morning, a Cessna 550 jet crashed into the neighborhood during foggy weather. NTSB investigators say it first clipped a power line, then crashed into a home and multiple vehicles. At least three people were killed, all of them believed to be on the plane.
President Trump's massive budget bill narrowly made it out of the House and is now going before the Senate. Correspondent Nancy Cortes tells us there may be a close vote there as well.
There are some Republicans who feel that the Medicaid cuts are too draconian and too swift. And then you have some conservatives who say that this bill actually adds to the debt fairly significantly.
A Georgia teenager who was in ICE custody for several weeks following a traffic stop police say shouldn't have happened has been released.
Hugs, tears, and smiles as Jimena Reyes Cristobal shares her first moments out of ICE custody on FaceTime with her family. The Dalton teen is no longer in custody at the ICE Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin.
WANF Television's Joe Gorcho, who tells us she and her father still face deportation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-929-1313. 800-929-1313. Again, that's 800-929-1313.
Imagine waking up to find a huge container ship almost crashed into your house. It happened in Norway.
Johan Hellberg calls it his bulky new neighbor. The 443-foot-long ship came to a stop just feet from his home in a fjord near Trondheim. It happened in the middle of the night, but Hellberg somehow slept through the commotion. A neighbor called him to wake him up and tell him. That neighbor claims the ship was cruising at full speed when it ran aground. No one was injured, but a heating pipe to Hellberg's cabin was damaged. Norwegian police are investigating the cause of the accident. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New research presented at a national cancer conference in Chicago this week finds alcohol-associated cancer deaths in the U.S. doubled from 1990 to 2021, rising from just under 12,000 to over 23,000. The researchers say mortality rates are significantly higher in males and those above age 55. Washington, D.C. had the highest rates. Utah had the lowest. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see clearing skies in the overnight with light southwest winds developing and morning lows in the lower 40s. Friday, you could expect mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-50s. Mid-50s on Saturday, mostly sunny and a northeast wind. It's 42 at our studios.
Thank you. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Riding Hood.
For me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow? Show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel the spinning wheel fly.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Like a union. Place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. It's time to best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to leave with misery. My only company may come today and it might come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't high.
I keep on.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her?
when I ask you to be mine. You're gonna say you love me too.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
My share.
morning. It was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine. Monday, can't trust that day.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Sooner or later, girl, you've got to give in. Sooner or later,
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Travel is underway for the long Memorial Day weekend on the roads and in the air. And Doug Williams of CBS News New York says that includes an airport that's been in the news a lot lately.
My dad was like, "You flying out of Newark?"
Brian Page is at the airport roughly 6 hours before his flight. It was a trend among the travelers we spoke to, all here early on Thursday, but not due to the fear of being late.
We figured if we left more time, something were to happen, we could make another plan.
And not too far away, Amtrak is starting repair work on New York City's East River tunnels. CBS's Sarah Ploss tells us that's going to create travel headaches for a long time for many travelers.
It impacts a lot of people in the New York metropolitan area, in New York State, New Jersey, really anyone trying to go in and out of the city. It's a lot of people. This is going to impact for